Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We've had a weekend of guessing what the government is going to do on fuel costs and energy, and we've more speculation today in the papers. The Irish Times says the coalition is going to agree on short-term reliefs on energy costs. I noticed this morning that the price of petrol and diesel has gone way up again. Over 2.30 I saw in one area on my drive up to Dublin. So whatever measures they're going to bring in, they might be having to bring in more measures in 4 weeks' time. But the Irish Times anyway says that a tax rebate scheme for hauliers, a double fuel allowance payment and a reduction in excise duty to cut fuel prices at the pumps are all expected to be agreed by the government today. But the measures are going to be announced tomorrow and they'll only be in place for a couple of weeks. The coalition will this week have to manage the public's expectations of how long they can expect such relief to last. And the government is already saying that they can't shield people from the full impact of the war. But there are some of the things that are being suggested. I don't know if people wanted more, but that's what you're going to get. Apparently, the hauliers will probably be happy with the tax rebate scheme. I assume people on the fuel allowance will be happy with a double fuel allowance payment. And then we'll see what the excise is going to be cut on fuel prices, what that'll be cut by. The Irish Examiner on the front page tells us that there are hackers from Iran who are persisting with attacks on Ireland. We saw what happened with Stryker recently, but the Examiner says that the Iranian-backed hacker group, who they reckon is behind the cyber attack on Stryker, has now had to reorganise after two of its key figures were killed. However, officials suspect that the hacking group will persist with cyber attacks across the world. Stryker was hit by the group on March 11th. Now, we've had no other incidents so far here. However, they are saying that there have been some cyber scanning incidents going on in Ireland, and intelligence experts believe it's likely that further incidents will happen and they could affect Ireland, particularly if this hacking group starts attacking US multinationals, because we've a lot of those here in Ireland. What else is there on the front of the Examiner? Well, here's a cheerful story to get you out of bed for Monday morning. Earth is being pushed beyond its limits and every key climate indicator is flashing red. New data shows the last 11 years have been the hottest ever recorded, and experts say it's only a matter of time before the circumstances conspire against us to bring extreme river and coastal flooding to Ireland's east coast. The UN is warning about this, and this is the State of the Global Climate Report. Humanity has just endured the 11 hottest years on record. When history repeats itself 11 times, it's no longer a coincidence, it's a call to act. The Irish Daily Mail has an exclusive that a serving paramedic under Garda investigation for allegedly drugging and raping a woman has secured a significant promotion despite the allegations against him. The man was accused of giving the woman sedatives before attacking her and recently took up the role, but they're not giving the details in the Mail of what that job is, because you don't want to identify the person involved in the allegations. Irish Independent on the front page says the squeeze on renters of semi-Ds is expected to push evictions to record levels again this year. Basically, estate agents are saying that almost half of the total stock of homes for sale right now are former rental properties, because small landlords are exiting the market because of changes to rental rules. And the exodus is running as high as 60% in some locations. I know of two people who you'd call small landlords, and they've all, there's about four houses in total, they've all of them up for sale right now. They're just getting out of it, and they are owners of semi-Ds, and this seems to be the problem. And of course, when you have people renting semi-Ds, a lot of those would be families, so where do they go? So it's a real problem. Of course, the paper's covering Michael Lister as well, the Irish Daily Star. He was the face of the GAA, and then the Irish Sun, RTÉ legend Michael dead at 71. Such a young age. Legendary GAA broadcaster Michael Lister hailed as iconic after his sad passing at the age of 71 yesterday, the Taoiseach leading tribute, saying Michael was a moderniser of sports broadcasting and iconic anchor of the Sunday game. And obviously everyone's condolences with his wife and children there. Very, very sad news. And as I say, a young man. Inside the papers, we're back to talk, and I feel like we just talk about this constantly, but we're back to talking about whether the clocks should change or not and getting rid of daylight saving time. And Ireland is going to take the lead on this because we're hosting the EU presidency later this year. I'm sure you're all very excited about that. And they reckon, according to the Mail, that calls to end the twice yearly changing of the clocks for winter and summer are going to move up a gear when Ireland takes over as presidency. Fine Gael MEP Sean Kelly hoping the government will persuade the European Commission to end the practice as Irish people look forward to summertime, which formally starts next Sunday morning when the clocks go forward by 1 hour. I find I'm just getting used to nice bright mornings early, and then when the clocks change now again, we're going to go back to dark mornings for a while. Sean Kelly anyway says he hasn't given up on his mission to end the practice where the clocks go back an hour for winter. Do you go back an hour? Yeah, you go back in winter and spring forward as well. Staying with Fine Gael, by the way, Fine Gael is going to pick its candidate for the Dublin Central by-election today. Of course, all the talk is about Gerry Hutch. You'd actually forget other people will be running in this election, but Fine Gael is going to tonight select its candidate for replacing Pascal Donoghue, they hope, his Dáil seat. And they reckon that it's going to be Ray McAdam, who's Lord Mayor of Dublin. There's no other competitor who's put their name forward, so it will be him, unless someone comes at the last minute. But for right now, Ray McAdam is the one who's going to be picked as Fine Gael's candidate, and he'll be one of those taking on Gerry Hutch. That's in the Irish Independent. A couple of final stories for you. I see this is the joys of Brexit here. This is in the Eye. British holidaymakers could be hit by painful delays of several hours when heading to Europe this Easter. I'll never forget, I was in Spain. Was it Marbella or Portugal? One of those airports a couple of years ago. And the queues for British passports were just ridiculous. And all of us Irish were very smug walking by. Now, typically, British people are having to wait maybe 2 hours. But they reckon it could be 4 hours if you're going on your Easter holidays. They may need to consider arriving at airports earlier than usual, particularly when getting back to the UK because of these new post-Brexit checks. And also I see in the Eye, we're swapping kebabs for Korean fried chicken and fish and chips for pad thai among our favourite takeaways. Just Eat has revealed the change and it's saying how our taste buds are altering in the last 2 decades. They say that people used to just get fish and chips on Just Eat, and now it is Korean fried chicken. People are still buying doner kebabs and chicken korma as well, but they seem to have been replaced by loaded fries and pad thai. Just if you're hungry at this hour of the morning, that's what the Just Eat app is saying. Now, those are the stories making the headlines.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.